views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to change everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing which will come from the least likely places. Join Angie on her journey, which includes science, medicine, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of our pain. It is your life. It is your choice. Now here's your host.
Hello, my beautiful, beautiful listeners, and welcome to this Wednesday, or for my guest, it is actually Thursday morning, early morning, 7 a.m. And you guys, it's funny. And we speak about what's important in our lives. And here I am, first time ever in over 6 months, having to do my radio show on the cell phone because I'm having technical difficulties. So welcome. First, I want to, not really sure how to introduce a man, you guys, who has had such profound healing in my life through the use of something so simple as sound. I don't even have words. I'm so honored. When I first was introduced to Jason Stevenson, somebody had asked, have you heard of him? And I had not. And the second time I heard his name, Angie, you would love this guy. And the antennas went up. Most of you know I'm a skeptic, but most of all, I'm discerning. And I only bring those on whom I've had either had direct experience with or who excel in their geniuses, who've passed the Angie's Authentic Litmus Test. And with this, I am so excited to share with you all my guest, Jason Stevenson, whom I've renamed the Brain Whisperer. Everything you hear about him, everything you read about him, his voice is calming, his voice is soothing. He's done meditation and relaxation music for the last 15 years. He has over a million YouTube subscribers with over 200, now it's got to be over 250 million views, of which probably 50% are mine. Jason gives back to the world in ways, and the more I researched this man, the more I have just, I'm just in complete awe of where his life was, which I'm going to have you all listen as he shares that. But Jason also recently received the Quillie Award. And if you don't know what the Quillie is or the Quillies are, it's a National Academy for the Best-Selling Authors who make a best-selling author list for his work with Jack Canfield, not to be confused with Jack Kornfield, who wrote After the Ecstasy, The Laundry. But Jack Canfield, most of us know him. He wrote The Success Principle. Most of us, it was required reading in corporate America. But with that, Jason, I welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Angie. That's a big, big introduction there. I hope I can measure up to that.
Well, and what's interesting about you and what I absolutely love is this doesn't mean anything to you. The titles and the labels mean nothing to you.
No, not at all, not at all. I just want to be, and I just want to give what I can whilst I'm here on this planet to be of service to my customers and to the people that listen and to my staff and my family and friends and everyone. Yeah, of course.
And Jason, it wasn't always easy for you. And unfortunately for us, you guys, for all of us, it's hard to say this, but it does. It takes a frying pan upside the head or a 2x4 to knock us over. Jason, tell my listeners, you didn't just wake up and say, I'm going to be one of the best meditation, relaxation, music gurus in the world. What can you share a little bit about your story?
Yeah, sure. Well, I come from, I originally was a singer and involved in the performing arts industry. My mum and dad were both musicians. And so I grew up in the entertainment industry, singing and acting, and that's really all I wanted to do. I loved the stage. I loved singing. And I think over time what was happening, though, the constant ups and downs of the entertainment industry, the highs and coming off stage, you know, before going on stage, the nerves, the adrenaline pumping, then coming off stage, being on those highs. Over time, this took a bit of a toll on me. And when work also started to dry up for me, I missed those adrenaline shots of the highs and the lows, and my life was sort of really out of balance. And so, right. You know, I turned to drugs and alcohol for to get those highs back again. And as a, you know, path of self-destruction, if you like. And that later led to ill health of being diagnosed with HIV, anxiety, panic attacks, depression. I went through a few years of my life just really in the low, really low parts. And thank goodness I found meditation. I had been introduced to meditation before, but a counselor at the time suggested, you know, Jason, have you tried meditation? And I said, years ago, yes, I have. And she said, you know, it would serve you well that you go back. And so I began to go back, and I began to listen to affirmations, and I began to make this listening to this positive information a part of my life then. And that is when the transformation happened, and I realized that, you know, for a long part of my life, I was really taking a lot instead of giving. And so I decided that, you know, I would come back and give. And I did a children's CD called I Believe in Me. I wanted children to really believe in themselves from a young age. And that was the kickstart for me to turn things around and to be of service.
And you guys, and he's being very modest and he won't say it, but I'm going to tell him. But his guided meditation, he does guided meditations for children. But he also does guided meditation, and it has been accepted. You're not only helping children; you're helping in the rehabilitation of prisoners as well, Jason.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That's only just happened recently. Across Australia now, they're using my meditations in the prison system and a Mule State prison in California. And I think now they're looking at getting some of my meditations into women's prisons in the USA. It's just going through some stuff, and it's a possibility that that's going to happen as well. So it's so beautiful that it's reaching people.
You guys, I want to cry. If you would only, oh, my gosh, you have to go listen to this man. Jason, I didn't know any of this about you. All I knew is that, and who said it, and I just love this. And I thought I wrote it down. Maybe I did not. Yeah, so your meditation for children, the prisoners, let's see, what? Mm. Here it is, right here, you guys. This is so good. If you don't know who Russell Brand is, he's a comedian and an activist, and this is what is Jason's motto, and I'm going to share this, Jason. Try some of Jason's amazing meditation techniques. Allow this gentle Australian brain alchemist to dabble in your semi-conscious brain. Yeah. I love that.
I was pretty in awe when Russell Brand wrote that. I was pretty, he's given me a shout out a few times.
I love that. And then Kat, my beautiful producer, since I'm sitting here on a cell phone, Jason and Kat, can you guys just let me know when I'm going a little bit over, when we have just like maybe 30 seconds left?
Sure.
Is that good? I can't believe I'm asking my guest to keep talking. Jason and I, for you guys, Jason, you guys, nothing is important. I mean, this to me, I was a little bit nervous because they're like, well, we've been trying to call you, Angie. And I'm sitting in my studio and I've got everything ready to go for this perfect show. And the one thing that doesn't work is how to share it with you. So I'm so grateful for technology today. But, okay. So, Jason, let me know, because I have a tendency to go. Jason, can you, I think one of the things that I wanted you to share with me and with my listeners, dispelling some of the myths of meditation. And I get a lot of kickback or a lot of feedback from people. Well, Angie, don't you believe that it's a form of mind control? And I'm like, but if you're asking me that question, who's controlling your mind? So yeah, Jason, can you help us what would you say to somebody who felt that it was a form of mind control?
Well, it's not true, and I can help to break that down for you. I just let you know, I just got a Skype message. We've passed the first break. If she wants, we can go to the next at 12:30. So,
okay, Kat, what do we need to do? Oh, the joys of live radio. Kat, are you there?
I'm just getting a message through now, and I'll let you know.
Okay. And you know what, Jason, let's just keep going until we hear from Kat. And you guys, I am so sorry. We're going through it, and it's called live radio. So.
Yep, it's okay. Keep going. I will message here. That's all good. I'm the deputized producer now as well.
Perfect. Okay. So, Jason, dispelling the myth, one thing, like, were you a little nervous when somebody had mentioned it to you? When did you told us how you had started and what catapulted you into meditation. How did you get somebody sitting on the fence not being able to realize such the benefits of meditation because they're blocked by this stigma?
I totally get it. And, you know, the one thing we can do, Angie, is if we, even for this moment, if I just said, okay, everyone listening right now, if we just stop and tune in to our breath and follow that, feel that breath as it goes down into the lower belly, like take a big breath in and feel that breath, feel that sensation of the belly expanding, and then let it go and follow that breath out through your nose. There is really, if you sit there and do that, you're mindfully meditating in that moment. It doesn't have to go on for 10 minutes, 5, 10, 15, 20, half an hour. You've just done meditation. And so there's nothing wrong with breathing and just feeling our breath. And I love what John Kabat-Zinn, who's one of the leaders in meditation in the Western world, he brought meditation to the West. And what he says about mindfulness meditation is, the awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose in the present moment and not non-judgmentally, without any judgment at all. And so he really just simplifies it to being in this present moment, to being here now. And so there's really nothing mystical about that. There's nothing woo-woo about it. It just is a matter of being and tuning into our breath. And so if you can just begin to do that even 1 minute a day, just tuning into your breath, you will begin almost instantaneously to feel the benefits of being present. And when we're truly present, everything else kind of fades away. You know, the worries of the past leave us, and the worries of the future that hasn't even happened yet. There's no future anyway, because there's only always these present moments that are happening.
Exactly. And I love that. Yes. Mm. Yes, that helps so much. And what I love as well, and my mind wanders, and I've watched a couple of your online videos, Jason, and sometimes, and I call it shiny objects. I have to do the same thing. You have to kind of shut everything off to get that focus. And what I love about your work is, you guys, if you do go to Chief, and I love, and I almost, he's like a philanthropist. He is a philanthropist. Jason, you give a lot of your stuff away for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I give a lot of my stuff away, and I love it. And I'm planning even this year to go deeper with the giving. We're looking at the possibility of forming some sort of a charity thing, but just starting off small. I love to give. What's the point? I don't see any point of me hoarding and collecting, and I just want to give things, yeah. Give away as much as I can.
So, guys, here is a man that is not after your wallet. Here is a man that truly is looking out for your highest and best interest. Mm. And so if you can find Jason, and he's got a couple of places, and Jason, I'll let you share where people can go. I'm going to tell you guys where I went to go listen, and I've had the most profound healing, and not one dime had to come out of my pocket. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. I was just going to say the two greatest places where you can see all of my free content are YouTube. And yeah. I have a Life Expansion channel. If you just look up Jason Life Expansion, you'll see my channel there. And if you look up Jason Stevenson Meditation, you'll see my other channel with all the thousands of relaxation music and guided meditations, and there's so much free content, so much.
And you know what I just did is I just went online, because Jason has a 30-day meditation program. And Jason, can you tell us about that? I just went online. You guys, it's like $47.97. That is nothing for hours of content. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's the I did that a few years back now. It's called the Meditation Boot Camp, and it's 30 days of experiencing different forms of mindfulness meditation. And I really enjoyed putting that course together. I think if you go to my website, jasonstevenson.net, it can point you the way to that.
jasonstevenson.net/learn-meditation. And I just went, and so it was just such a reasonable price. $47.99, guys, for a 30-day course.
I love it. It encompasses mindfulness, like bringing mindfulness into our daily life. So it's not just about the process of sitting doing meditation, but bringing meditation into our existence. That's what I love about it so much. I think, I'm not sure if we've lost you, Angie. The joys of live. Live technology. Well, I might as well keep talking if
All right, Jason. Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, I can now.
Is that okay? We are having some technical difficulties. You guys, I am so sorry, but this is called life.
Exactly.
Jason's sitting in the fan right now, and we're just kind of driving right by it.
You're a trooper, Angie. You're a trooper.
Oh my gosh, after what I've been through, I think this is cake, but I apologize because I hear, you know, you plan these beautiful, I couldn't wait to have it so organized and so honored that here this beautiful man is coming on my show that I just honor and respect. And this, you guys, this just shows how am I going to handle it? And how do you handle when shit hits the fan? Do you crumble and die and freak out? No, it is what it is. And it's all happening the way in which it's supposed to happen.
And we have three minutes to go until break.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you, Jason. Thank you to my producer, Jason
It's, you guys, it's true, though. It's true, though, Angie, about what you say about, you know, it's like we, if we recognize that we have a choice when the shit does hit the fan, you know, we can crazily flip out, or we can take a few breaths and then rather than react to things straight away, which I did a lot of, and I'm still learning every day to respond rather than react, to not jump out of my skin at the first sign of something going wrong, but take a few breaths and just go, okay, breathing into it.
And that's where that comes in, you guys, the breath too, because Jason, it's that, don't you agree? It's that space between reacting and responding. And if you just step back, most of the time I have found by allowing things to happen as is, than trying to force things to happen, it's such a much more rewarding experience.
It makes life easier for us. It so much makes life easier to step back, just to allow. It's almost like we're, you know, those automatic cars that now are beginning to drive. And if we just trust this, like, almost automated flow, this process of the universe just flowing, that we become a part of that flow. And really, it can make life joyous instead of terrifying.
Yes, exactly. Jason, thank you for that. And you guys, we only have about a minute before we come back. I'm going to play with what you guys will hear when you go to listen. And I've got it on my Bluetooth, but gosh, knowing what's been going on, it's probably not going to play. Here is, I'm going to play you guys what you can hear. And this is the common season that we're talking about. So, Jason, I am going to play your voice.
Sure.
My name is Jason Stevens, and welcome to this guided meditation, reconnecting with a lost love.
How was that? Every time, and you guys, all of the comments, everything you hear, Jason, your voice is just, it's this calming presence. And so when we come back, I would like to, I want to share with you the miracle that occurred in my life, if that's okay with you.
I would love to hear. Love to hear.
Yes. And this is connecting, reconnecting with a loved one. And I have not shared this, you guys, with anyone yet. So you will be the first to hear. And Jason, so you guys, before we go on break, I want you to go grab a piece of paper and a pencil. I promise you it will be worth it. And Jason, this is just an attaboy. You don't need it. You don't need the affirmation. But this truly is one of those amazing things if we just allow and we trust. So when we come back, you guys, thank you for joining us on this crazy, chaotic radio show this morning.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, to this wonderful day with Jason Stevenson and myself as we are talking about meditation, how to breathe, how important it is, the stillness, not so much the stillness of our bodies, but the stillness of our minds is where I believe true miracles can happen. So that being said, you guys have your paper and pen, pencil. Jason?
Yes, already to go.
I would normally not share this, but you guys, I am sharing this because I've had so many of you ask me, Angie, how do I start even connecting with my loved one? You guys, it's planting seeds in our minds first. What we create inside plants seeds for, I mean, it was interesting when I was looking at Jason's, when I was researching your work, Jason, it was so cute. It had, you belong to his, where he graduated, you guys, I love it. The University of Life.
Yeah.
I love that. And so here on the first page, because I'm like, I never heard of that, but I kind of want to join. How do you get a degree in that? Anyway, so here's what the University of Life. And you guys, this is all that meditation is. Why so optimistic about 2019, said this little tiny, I think he looked like a goat or whatever. What do you think it will bring? The other one says, I think it will bring flowers. Yes? How come? Because I am planting flowers. Jason, I love that.
I'm all for that, you know, that it all begins in our mind. What a beautiful little quote that is. What a
Isn't
beautiful
it?
Quote.
So my question to you all, my beautiful listeners, is what seeds are you planting? Because I don't know a whole lot of people who plant seeds of hate and anger and discontent who grow beautiful gardens. And this is where Jason can come in. And you guys, here is my miracle, and I'm going to share it. I want you to write these words down. Jasmine, and that is spelled, for my friend out there who is listening in her underpants, Jasmine. She said, Auntie, I'm going to listen. And I'm like, oh, you never think people are actually listening, you know, on online because it's the timing and all that. Write the word Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N-E. All right. So I'm going to share with you guys. This evening, it happened on May 26th, 2 years, just this past year, but 2 years after Jan had died. My husband's name, Johan Jan. Okay, so one, Jan. We loved playing games that would challenge our IQ. We would sip wine as we raced through the IQ test and then blame each other when we got one wrong. Or, you know, help me, I got it wrong and I don't have a high IQ because you took the last, you answered the last question and it was wrong. And we would go through brain metrics. We had magnetic backgammon and chessboard so that they wouldn't fly when we were boating up the Amazon in Peru or when we were sailing in the BVI for 2 weeks. We loved word challenges. We played Cryptoquip. If you guys don't know what that is they take one number, so one equals A, and you have to figure out a whole quote. Jason, have you ever heard of Cryptoquip?
No, I haven't, but this sounds pretty cool. Wow.
It's pretty cool. So you are only given one equals A or whatever it is, Q equals two or whatever. So the whole paragraph is all in numbers. So you know you want to find two close together because it can only be A-T-I-T-T-O. You know, so it's challenging. Yeah. We loved playing Sudoku. And he'd do his in pen. I would do mine with pencil and erasers. So this particular night, you guys, May 26th of this last year, it was about 11 o'clock. I went out to my garden. I pulled the jasmine under and just sat with it under my pergola. I think I sniffed the whole scent out of the thing. My thoughts went back to 2014 when Jan came bouncing in with this little gallon jasmine plant. And I said, honey, some jasmine don't grow very well here. His answer to me was, Angie, we'll just enjoy it now. Mm. And I smiled. But I missed him that night, you guys. And instead of listening to one of Jason's, which I usually will listen to, will be Floating Amongst the Stars is one of my favorite Jason's. Mm. I love the problem solving, which I'll do in the morning, which is awesome, which has led me down this path. Three words. Connect with my spirit guide. Tonight, I thought, I'm going to Google or YouTube Jason Stevenson. And it came up, Jason, reconnecting with a lost loved one. Mm. And so I put that little jasmine little plant down next to me. And I said, honey, I miss you tonight. Are you still here? Are you still with me? Are you still mine? And I said, I know this sounds trivial, Jan. And you guys, so I went to bed with that. Now, Jason Stevenson's reconnecting with a lost loved one, Jason, 36 minutes and 20 seconds long. Here is what I heard, and I'm going to play it for you guys, if that's okay, Jason.
Yeah, for sure.
Here it is.
The stepping stones lead you to a stone bridge. A bridge that stands not over water, but over a magnificent garden below you. As you pass, the exotic scent of jasmine and cherry blossoms drift onto you. Hundreds of thousands of petals bowing to you as you pass. the space between conscious awareness and true intuition.
Okay. So I sat straight up in bed, you guys. I know, Jason, it gets even better. So I sit straight up in bed and I'm like, holy shit. I grab my dream journal and I start writing. And I'm writing, and you guys, you know I'm a skeptic. Jason, you don't know, but now you probably do. I'm rewinding, and I'm like, did he really say that? No. Bridge goes over water. I know that it would go over Jasmine. You guys, write out the word Jasmine. Okay, so you've written it out before we started. Underline J-A-N. Now go and circle the I and the S, and then square the M-I-N-E. I received a message direct from Spirit. Jan is mine.
Wow. Oh,
thank
that's
you,
beautiful.
Jason. Is that, that's an affirmation to the work that you do, that I chose to trust you. And so, Jason, where did you get this? I mean, I know some, like, I think it's Amelia that does some of the thoughts on it. But
yes.
How did you learn to do this so beautifully?
I was fortunate to have Amelia work alongside me for quite some time, and occasionally she still does now. But the synergy of the two of us together is 1 minute to go, too, by the way. The synergy of the two of us together is when I'd present to her ideas and she would come back with a completed version of it. It was almost like her work poured from my heart. She picked up exactly what I wanted to say and she poured it out. I mean, she's such a she's such a joy, absolute joy to write with, to work alongside. 30 seconds too.
Okay, and so Jason, before we go into this next break, and is this our last one or do we have one more, I think? Tell me, guys.
I think we have, this is the
Jason,
last one.
Okay, so Jason, as we go out, I want to thank you so much for your genius. What do you want people to know about you? I think we've covered everything that you've done and where they can find you. Talk to us about what you want to leave the show with.
I just want to leave the show with what my grandfather said, and before he died, these were his last words. And he said to my mother, he said, love. And he said, isn't that what it's all about? And I just want to pass that on to everyone.
You guys, thank you. And Jason, thank you. You guys, I'm sitting in here in tears. I am just so honored and so grateful that you've chosen to come talk to my listeners. You are struggling with not only just grief and loss of loved ones, but Jason, there's no reason, because love doesn't know a veil. Love crosses and pierces any veil.
Most definitely. It's the truth. It's the truth. That's all there is.
Okay, you guys, I have to share with you. So, Jason, when we were planning, because I really kick out. I really do take time and effort to pick out people that I believe have a true connection to the work that I'm trying to do, and that there is no death, and love proves there is no death. And Jason, do you remember when I emailed you and you're like, as you can appreciate, Angie, I'm very busy. And so I would just, you know, let's just talk. Let's just converse. And so this is what we've done, you guys. We've brought you real life conversation, coffee talk. And so, Jason, when people, okay, so let's start here, you guys, with, first of all, you've gone through, and you've said, you know, we've talked about the meditation and going through, you know, getting through some of the barriers, and that we're hope that we have shared with you guys that it's not to be feared, but it should be, Jason, what would you recommend for the beginner somebody who can't visualize, do you believe visualization comes into play with any form of meditation?
First of all, getting back to the fear thing, I think that because meditation was also related to, you know, different various religions and things, that if it was against someone else's belief, they would say, oh, no, that's too far out for me, or that's not where it is. But the beauty about, first of all, with mindfulness meditation, it's not connected to any religion at all. It's open to all people and to everyone, believers and non-believers, and because it's also been scientifically proven to help. But in regards to visualization, we've got to remember too that some people think that visualization is about having to see pictures in the mind whilst I'm speaking to them, doing a meditation. And this doesn't have to be the case, because it can be, some people can hear sounds. Some people might be able to smell things. Some people just even get a gut feeling that they sense that they are there in that environment, wherever I'm taking them. So this is a really important thing to keep in your mind, that just be open to any type of visualization, in inverted commas there. You don't have to see pictures. You can just, even if you sense it, you get a feel for it.
I think you did a meditation with using a pen, and it was only a few minutes. Can you kind of bring us into that, Jason? I mean, I know it's not going to give the feeling and the smell maybe, but when we close our eyes to just visualize, I've had so many people who say, I can't visualize.
Yes.
So maybe they're being too hard on themselves.
Yeah, so this is something that we can practice too. And if you want to begin to, you know, to use the mind to actually see the pictures, you can put something in front of you, like a cup or a pen, a glass bottle, a camera, but whatever you use, you just hold something in front of you and really begin to look at it and study. I'm picking up at the moment a glass of water here.
And I've got my
really,
head, so I'm following along, my love.
Okay. So really begin to look and study that. And so, for instance, the length of the pen, the color of the pen, and the feeling of the pen. Really feel it between your fingers, and even smell it if you like. Just really study it, the shape of it. Is it the same thickness all the way through? Or does it taper off at the end? What's the tip of it like, the two ends? And just be with this for a moment, and then close your eyes and see if you can begin to recall some parts of that pen, of what it looked like for you, what it felt like, what it smelled like. Just see if you can get a sense of how that is. And the more we begin to do this, this is honing our craft, if you like, of the seeing, the visualization sight process and the feeling process in a way. You know, you can begin to, if you put the pen down, you can sense how it actually felt. Is it smooth or rough? So this is a really good little tool that you can use if you want to begin to visualize things more.
Thank you for that. And I think just going through this as well, you realize as well, Jason, or I did, is that when you are having to put so much energy into focusing on the actual characteristics, I mean, who sits and looks at a pen or a glass of water? But it does make you sit still, and it does make you live only in this now.
Absolutely bringing you right to this very present moment of being there with that object. Yes, that's a mindfulness exercise within itself. That's a mindfulness meditation.
When we are looking at the pen, you guys, and we're looking at the symbols, like I use the Thule, which I absolutely love, my Thule pen, and I'm looking, I've never sat and looked at a pen. Who has time to look at a pen? But what it does, you can't be thinking about tomorrow, And you can't be lamenting and regretting the past. You are focused on the pen and all its characteristics. I love that. Jason, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's you're most welcome. And that's why mindfulness meditation works with the breath too, because when you really begin to be present and to follow your breath and to feel the sensations when you breathe in of your belly expanding, if you actually feel that belly part expanding and contracting and what it's doing to the clothes around you, then you're zooming in on just this moment and just this sensation, and everything else falls away.
I love that. And can you share as well, there are, and I'm going to include myself in this as well. Jason, I was able to meditate for a very long, you know, for a long time. Like I would meditate, and with your help, you guys, I have to use the guided meditation because my mind tends to wander and I tend to find squirrels or shiny objects. And so to just stay focused, I love it. But Jason, what happens when you can't, it's like the meditation, it's quiet, but it's like I want to still dream. You know, like when I did the floating amongst the stars, it was brought me to this whole, I'm not being able to do that anymore. Is that just something that, do you think, is it my mind going 100 miles an hour? Do you have a recommendation for those that do meditate and then all of a sudden, you go back to the old familiar.
So you're saying that these like thoughts are coming and going, Angie, whilst you're doing that and you can't focus on what's going on?
No, I can meditate, but it's like when I go, like at night I would be able to ask, like problem solving. I'll give you guys another example. I did one of your problem solving or a question answered, the problem solving. And it was, I mean, I had brought a group of people thinking I'm supposed to be, you know, sharing with others how to become your own soulmate. Well, that wasn't my actual goal. And it proved very, it hurt. So I took a 6-month reprieve from all of that. I listened to your problem solving. And it was, and my question to the universe was, what the hell am I supposed to do with these two suicides? And I meditated and I listened to your beautiful guided meditation and sat straight up in bed again. Boldness in death. That's all I got. So I changed my whole focus from helping people get out of their, you know, their rust or their pits or not feeling good about themselves to only focusing on there is no death. So Jason, I'm not able to do that anymore. Like I'm not being able to just ask the universe a question. It's not coming as quickly as it used to.
So what I think what I can say to that, Angie, is that it's maybe that's a possibility right now of having to let go of that expectation and just embrace this time right now and embrace that you are where you are at this point in time. I've just got 2 minutes until the end of show there coming up.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, producer Jason.
And sometimes we can find...
This has been one of the funnest shows I've ever had.
We can find peace of mind in that not knowing that of just being where you're at. And when we let go of that expectation or, you know, that this is what you used to do and you're not doing it at the moment, I personally feel that when we let go of that and drop it and just this is where I'm at the moment, then allow the rest to unfold and things will most likely change again for you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And you know what? And I knew that I needed to hear that today. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that because what we put our focus on, we're going to get more of what I put focus on. And I'm focusing on, oh my gosh, I'm not getting any of my messages.
Exactly. So if I just like, and
perfect,
exactly.
Perfect. I need
that's
that.
That's it, Angie, because that's exactly what you're focusing on. And the more we get frustrated with that, the more we focus on that, that's the more, of course, that we'll get. You summed it up perfectly.
Right. Oh, I love it. Okay, so Jason, tell us again the website people can go, the book they can read, anything you want. And I know this is not like in your style, but just Tell us all about Jason again.
Sure. Well, if you'd like to go to my website at www.jasonstevenson.net, that really has so much there of the links to YouTube, the links to my Udemy course, the 30-day meditation boot camp, and it tells a little bit about my story there. So if you go there, that sums it up. Also, join me, please, on my Facebook page, which is Jason Stevenson Meditation. If you look up Jason Stevenson Meditation, you'll find my Facebook page. And I'd love to hear from anyone.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. Thank you for your brilliance, your genius, and most of all, getting up this early. I've been just, 8 o'clock in the morning, you guys, tomorrow morning in Australian time. Jason, thank you for your genius. I am honored, and it has been a true privilege just having fun and laughing with you today.
It's been a joy. It's been a joy. It's been a lot of fun. I just noticed there's 30 seconds, which is probably less now. But, yeah, so, no, it's been an absolute joy. You sound like a person I would love to meet one day, Angie.
Yes, well, let me know when you're here again and collecting another award to hoard.
Thank you.
You guys, thank you, my beautiful listeners. In 2 weeks, more from Angie. Jason, thank you, and I hope you come back.
I would love to come back. I would love to give it a shot.
Thank you. Thank you. And goodbye, you guys. Have a wonderful day today.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, Redefining Death and Loss. Tune in every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit beyondproof.com. That's beyondproof.com. See you next time.